It's a Friday night in Chicago. The city comes alive with the sound of cars, nightlife, and the top 40 hits. And just outside Chicago, the Glenview Squares are dancing the night away to some of the same music.
Explode the wave. Wheel and deal.
We dance, we square dance to songs by Bruno Mars, by Lady Gaga, by Kesha and Pitbull.
Elvis, What Does the Fox Say? A few years back, we tried Gangnam Style.
James and Janice Cha are a part of the Glenview Squares, which is a square dancing group based in the Chicago area. Square dancing is a tradition brought to the United States by European immigrants and is the official state dance in 24 states. However, many groups face issues of decreasing membership. Ray Bishop, a queer, has been involved in square dancing for many years.
You look out there at the floor, and there are just a lot of elderly people, including ourselves. And the younger people are not getting involved. It's actually a dying art.
To combat that, they've found different ways to attract new dancers.
We've done flash mobs, we've done live TV broadcast at 5 a.m. during the polar vortex. Our caller tonight, Bobby Pointer, who you'll meet later, is one of the younger callers in the Chicago area, and he probably has one of the most current sets of music on his computer, on his laptop, of anyone around.
Once we went digital, that opened up a lot. So yeah, I take and I find a lot of dance mixes, remixes, things like that.
It's really a good activity. You meet lots and lots of nice people. It's good exercise. It's good for your brain. It has gotten to a point where the young people don't really know how much fun it is.
This is Alex Krauska from the Medill School of Journalism.